And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 1st of May, May Day, 2016. Mozart's opera The Marriage of Figaro premiered on this day, 1786, at the Burg Theater in Vienna, Mozart himself conducting from the keyboard. He had enemies in Vienna, and they sent hecklers to boo the opera, but the audience loved it so much that they were drowned out. Comedy about a servant girl, Susanna, and her friend Figaro, who succeed in getting married despite the attempts of Susanna's employer to seduce her. It's the birthday of Joseph Heller, born Brooklyn, 1923. His parents, Jewish immigrants from Russia, father drove a delivery truck, died when Heller was 5 years old. Enlisted in the army when he was 19, went off to Italy. He was a bombardier in World War II, flew over 60 missions, came back home, went to Columbia on the GI Bill, worked as a copywriter at Time magazine, wrote short stories on the side, and began work on the novel for which he is famous, Catch-22, about an American bombardier, Yossarian. It came out in 1961. It got mixed reviews at the time, but it was very well regarded overseas, and gradually, as the war in Vietnam escalated, young people started to buy Catch-22. Eventually, it sold 10 million copies, now considered a classic of post-war literature. Joseph Heller spent the 1960s traveling the country speaking out against the war in Vietnam. He wrote other novels. A friend of his once told him he had never matched the greatness of Catch-22, and Heller said, well, who has? And it's the birthday of Bobby Ann Mason, born Mayfield, Kentucky, 1940. She set out to be a writer. She said, I was sick of reading about the alienated hero, and so she decided to write about people who are trying to get into the mainstream and not out of it, and particularly rural and small-town people in Kentucky. Her first collection of stories was Shiloh and Other Stories, came out in 1982, and her first novel, In Country. Her most recent novel, The Girl in the Blue Beret, based on the story of her own father-in-law, who was an airman during World War II, shot down in Belgium, and rescued from Europe by the efforts of the resistance. Here's a poem for today by Alexander Pope, his Ode on Solitude. Happy the man whose wish and care a few paternal acres bound, content to breathe his native air in his own ground, whose herds with milk, whose fields with bread, whose flocks supply him with attire, whose trees in summer yield him shade in winter fire. Blessed who can unconcernedly find hours, days, and years slide soft away in health of body, peace of mind, quiet by day, sound sleep by night, study and ease together mixed, sweet recreation and innocence which most does please with meditation. Thus let me live, unseen, unknown, thus unlamented let me die, steal from the world, and not a stone tell where I lie. Alexander Pope's Ode on Solitude. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by TIAA. Whether it's investing, advice, banking, or retirement, TIAA is committed to helping those who do good do well. Learn more at TIAA.org. And by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, a monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. More at PoetryFoundation.org. Produced by Joy Biles, engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.